World Sport from the BBC with me, Richie Stevens. Hello. Coming up, it's jail for the Pakistan cricketers found guilty of spot-fixing. And former European champions PSV Eindhoven are among six clubs to have booked their place in the last 32 of football's Europa League. And Ian Thorpe admits his swimming comeback is likely to fail. And once again, our top story is the fate of the three Pakistani cricketers convicted of cheating this week. Former Test captain Salman Butt and fast bowlers Mohammad Amir and Mohammad Asif are in jail for their first night behind bars, all after being found guilty by a British court this week of cheating, deliberately making errors when bowling no balls in a Test match against England last year, all as part of a betting scam. The BBC Sports News correspondent, Gordon Farker, was outside court.
Sentencing the players and their agent, Mr. Justice Cook said, "It's just not cricket" was an adage. It is the insidious effects of your actions on the professional game that make your offences so serious. He told Mazhar Majeed and Salman Butt that they had been the architects of the fixing plot. Majeed was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months, former captain Butt 2 years and 6 months. The judge said his sentence reflected the fact that he had corrupted Amir. The teenage bowling prodigy was given 6 months in a young offenders institute. His older counterpart, Mohammad Asif, a 1 year sentence for the no balls they'd conspired to bowl at prearranged points during the Lord's Test match last year. Lawyers for Amir and Butt have indicated they intend to appeal against their sentences.
Well, let's have some reaction to the sentences handed down, starting with the coach who was in charge of the Pakistan team during their tour of England where the offences took place. Waqar Yunus has been speaking to our reporter, Shahid Hashmi.
It's definitely a heartbreaking because I was part of the whole team when this whole episode took place, and it is sad. It's the ugly side of cricket, I would say, and I don't really know much of the criminal law in England, but they've been sentenced, which is sad. It's bad for cricket, it's bad for Pakistan, I would say, but unfortunately this has happened now, and I pray that the whole episode should end and it will clear the Pakistan team and fresh and go on from there.
What was your analysis of the three players before the scandal and now after this?
Look, if I would have known anything about them, I could not even think of any of these guys being involved when the whole thing was taking place, and I didn't have a clue about it. Otherwise, things could have been maybe managed differently. Even the cricket board could have been got involved in and stuff like that. But unfortunately, it ended like this, and they have to suffer. I'm so sorry for their families, and it's that's the way it is.
Well, the chairman of the International Cricket Council's anti-corruption unit says criticism of their work is bred out of ignorance. Sir Ronnie Flanagan said they'd done much to help clean up the sport.
I must say I find some of the criticism I've listened to very interesting, and quite frankly, it comes from very ill-informed people. People have no idea about how the anti-corruption and security unit within the ICC goes about its business. People have no idea of the emphasis we put on prevention. And when we have to investigate, how my investigators so professionally work hand in hand with police and colleagues, just as they have done in this case. I commended the News of the World at the time for the revelations which they brought into the public domain. I commend them now, but there still was a tremendous amount of work to be done by my investigators in order to bring disciplinary charges to the independent disciplinary tribunal within the ICC and to continue that work hand in glove with the detectives from Scotland Yard to present the evidence in terms of the criminal cases as well.
Now to matters on the pitch, and Sri Lanka finishing in a commanding position on day one of the third and final test against Pakistan on 245 for two. Story of the day comes now from Shahid Hashmi.
On a day when three of their former colleagues were sentenced, Pakistan players toiled hard against a revived Sri Lankan batting on a placid Sharjah pitch. Tilakaratne Dilshan won a good toss but saw his fellow opener Taranga Paranavitana dismissed off the fifth ball of the match, caught in the slip by Yunus Khan of Omar Gul. Dilshan and informed Kumar Sangakkara then punished the bowling through a second wicket stand of 174. Dilshan fell 9 short of a century, caught off Saeed Ajmal after tea. Sangakkara wasn't unlucky as he hit his second six to reach his 27th test 100. He also completed 9,000 test runs in the least number of innings. So Sri Lanka finally coming good in batting.
From cricket to football now, six teams have reached the last 32 of the Europa League after the fourth round of group games were completed on Thursday. The BBC's Mark Crossley rounds up the action.
PSV Eindhoven and Legia Warsaw have secured their places in the last 32 after both progressed from Group C. A 3-3 draw at home to 10-man Hapoel Tel Aviv was enough for the Dutch, who currently top the group, whilst Legia won 3-1 in Poland against Rapid Bucharest to make second place uncatchable. Both teams, though, finished with 10 men. Athletic Bilbao are also through. They won 1-0 away at Red Bull Salzburg to stay top of Group F. Big spending Paris Saint-Germain remained second, 3 points clear of the Austrians. Anderlecht are the first team through from Group L, courtesy of a 3-0 win in Belgium against Sturm Graz. Lokomotiv Moscow will join them after winning 3-1 in Greece against AEK Athens. And the Dutch side FC Twente have secured their place from Group K after beating Odense 3-2 in the Netherlands. Amongst the other teams that only need one more win to seal their places in the next round are the Portuguese side Sporting Lisbon, as well as Stoke City, Standard Liège, Metalist Kharkiv, Schalke and Fulham.
Well, David Beckham has hailed the achievements of Sir Alex Ferguson as he celebrates 25 years as manager of Manchester United. Ferguson has won 12 Premier League titles, 5 FA Cups, 4 League Cups, 2 Champions League titles and a Cup Winners' Cup at Old Trafford. And Beckham says it was a privilege to have played under the Scot.
As a young kid walking into his office, you know, being scared of him, being, you know, in awe of a manager like him, wanting to play under him. He gave me the chance to play for my dream club. You know, it was my boyhood dream to play for Manchester United, let alone win what we won. So, you know, congratulations to him, because it's been a hell of a career that is nowhere near over yet. And I was honoured to have played under him.
The swimmer Ian Thorpe, Australia's most successful Olympian, says his attempt at a comeback is likely to fail. Thorpe last competed in 2006 after two successful Olympics at Sydney and Athens. The BBC World Service's swimming commentator Chris Mitchell says it's not very often that you hear a top sporting star admit failure, especially before the event.
That's because I believe this is a very calculated move on two fronts. First of all, Piers, he's lowering your expectations about how well he can do. He's literally sat at the end of the pool, dangling his toes on the end of his very big feet into the water to see what it feels like, to see whether he can still cut it. Second, he's bypassing some very stiff opposition indeed. Australian swimming, in particular, is loaded with great freestyle swimmers at the moment. You'd expect to see Thorpe swimming in the freestyle events. He's bypassing those for now just to see how he can do. So he's going in the 100 metres medley, and then on Saturday he goes in a 100 metres butterfly, not his strongest suit. And he says we're not to expect fireworks.
There's an area that I'll fall into where it's not going to be extraordinary and it's not going to be horrible. That's quite a vast range, so I'm going to hit something in the middle.
The former England rugby union captain Will Carling has told the BBC he's unsure whether or not Martin Johnson will want to carry on as coach of the England team. Carling feels that after England's quarter-final exit to France at the World Cup, Johnson may be disillusioned with the role.
If he's going to be told who he has in his team, he might well say, you know, I'm not interested. You know, that's only something that Jono will be able to decide. I'm not sure if he will put himself forward again anyway. But people seem to think that there are not many candidates. I personally am very encouraged by the amount of candidates that I think are around.
Will Carling. And before we go, former Pakistan Test cricket captain Salman Butt and fast bowlers Mohammad Amir and Mohammad Asif are in jail after having been found guilty of spot fixing. And PSV Eindhoven are among six clubs to have reached the last 32 of